With 4 billion prescriptions filled every year in the United States, there is a large margin of error.
There are so many medications being prescribed today. Patients on average see many physicians, especially older patients or people who have chronic illnesses. They may see 10 different doctors or more in a year. Mr. Coffey, how you doing?
I'm making out.
Dr. Albert Wu is an internist and professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. As one of the authors of the report, he found problems occurring at every stage, from the manufacturer and government regulators to health insurance organizations, druggists, and medical personnel.
The patient gets the wrong medicine, the wrong dose. It's administered in a combination of other medications where it should not be. Perhaps it is administered to the wrong person.
The report was commissioned by the Institute of Medicine, which advises the U.S. government and healthcare providers. Data submitted by 8,000 hospitals in the United States shows at least 1.5 million people are harmed every year by drug-related errors. One of the recommendations to be made by the year 2010, handwritten prescriptions should be replaced by computerized orders. Johns Hopkins Medical Safety Officer Dr. Robert Feroli says tracking prescriptions electronically will install safeguards along the way.
One of the things we're doing with the computer that's not available as a handwritten order is that the computer can say, here's a drug interaction. Are you sure that, or here's a dose that doesn't seem quite right. Are you sure, doctor, this is what you want? Again, another error-checking system.
The Institute of Medicine estimates that only 6% of U.S. healthcare institutions use electronic prescribing. Yet technology is only as effective as the human beings who use it. Dr. Feroli says patients should provide the physician with a list of the medications they're already taking, or better yet, bring in the medications themselves.
What you can do is uncover a variety of problems that actually might be the reason why the patient is to see the doctor to begin with.
At Johns Hopkins, clinical pharmacist Amy Hatfield is part of the medical team caring for cancer patients. She would like to see up-to-the-minute computerized analysis at the bedside.
Often our patients come in and we don't have all their past medical history because they've never been treated in our hospital system before. That would be very helpful for us.
Johns Hopkins Hospital is ranked number one among America's best hospitals. Yet for all its world-class medical expertise, Dr. Albert Wu says patients at Hopkins and other medical facilities could do more to improve their own care.
I think that patients are often too deferential, and just because the doctor knows more about medicine than you do does not mean that he or she knows everything about you. Patients need to speak up, doctors need to listen up, pay more attention to what the patient is saying, and take that into account in making their decisions.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.